These gentlemen and their company are responsible for actually me being here because 13 years ago, I had what should have been a life-ending accident. And because of the services, the aeromedical services that you guys provide, I am not only alive and functioning and not a quadriplegic, so.
Welcome to Hangar X Studios, where former fighter pilot and host John Ramstead takes us on a journey across aerospace as it enters an historic period of innovation and transformation. Our guests include aviation experts, pilots, financiers, military leaders, and innovators of all types. Buckle up for another episode of Hangar X.
All right, hey, welcome to Hangar X Studios, and we're live at Verticon, and I am really excited about this interview. We're going to be interviewing both Kenny Morrow and John Vance from Metro Aviation, and these gentlemen and their company are responsible for actually me being here because 13 years ago, I had what should have been a life-ending accident. And because of the services, the aeromedical services that you guys provide, I am not only alive and functioning and not a quadriplegic. So I am so excited here to have you guys on, talk about this entire industry, tell a little bit of my story, I think, when we have John back on, who's from the pilot side. But Kenny Morrow, first of all, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us. And we just figured this out 5 minutes ago.
5 minutes ago, right. I was kind of telling this was not my story. Yeah. So this is really cool. And you really sit in the COO and CFO seat for Metro. So tell me a little bit about kind of Metro and what differentiates Metro from other maybe aeromedical services that are operating out there.
Sure. So Metro Aviation is a family-owned business. So Todd and Mike Stanberry own the company. It was formed in 1982, so we're 43 years old. Again, family-owned, based in Shreveport, Louisiana. And there's really two sides of our business. One is that we operate aeromedical helicopters and airplanes for 42 different aeromedical programs all over the country. So these are hospitals or ambulance services that we provide services to. We provide all the pilots, we provide all the mechanics, the parts, the work, the support, everything that goes into flying those aircraft on our Part 135 certificate. We contract with these hospitals and ambulance companies, and they provide the entire medical crew. So we're everything Part 135 aviation. They're everything on the medical side of it. So that's one side of the business. The other side of the business is that we perform helicopter and airplane completions. So when you purchase a helicopter, it's not like going down to the Chevy dealership.
So you get basically the green airplane.
We get the green airplane.
You get the green airframe.
There's no interior. I mean, very minimal interior, very minimal avionics. We take the aircraft. We put all the avionics in it. We put the mission-specific equipment in the aircraft. We paint it. We put the air conditioning in it, all the things that need to happen to that aircraft. So we deliver about 35 aircraft per year out of our facility in Shreveport, Louisiana. We have a facility in Mount Pleasant, Pennsylvania called PAC International.
Yep.
That's also a Part 145 repair station. We deliver about a dozen aircraft a year out of that facility. And then our most recent expansion is called Metro Gulf. So it's in Lafayette, Louisiana. We're doing full avionics integrations on both rotor wing and fixed wing. So we're currently completing a caravan for Texas Department of Public Safety at that facility in Lafayette, Louisiana. So we're...
What's an avionics integration?
So think of getting that green basic aircraft. It's got your basic navigational equipment in it. But you want radios specific to the region of the country that you're working in. We install our sister company or cousin company is called OuterLink.
Okay.
And we'll install OuterLink equipment, which tracks the aircraft and transmits data from the aircraft down to the ground in real time. And John can talk more about how we use that data to monitor the safety of our operations, monitor the health of the aircraft, monitor how the pilots are flying the aircraft. So again, those are the two sides of the business. We operate helicopters and airplanes, and then we also perform those big completions. On the operations side of the business, I think we have about 175 aircraft on our certificate.
I was going to ask you, with 42 programs, how many aircraft is that? 175.
175. And we own about 75 of those aircraft. Our customers own about 100 of those aircraft. And that's really, as far as the ownership of the aircraft, that's really customer preference. Some want to be in the aircraft ownership business, some don't. So we're totally flexible with that.
Now, from your seat, as a that's a lot of programs, a lot of aircraft, a lot of pilots, a lot of infrastructure, a lot of partnerships. How do you guys manage that from an operational standpoint?
It's a lot. It's a big operation. The corporate headquarters is in Shreveport, Louisiana. So I'll sort of break it into components. We have the operation side of the business, which is what John's in charge of. So that's all the pilots that are flying the aircraft. We have the maintenance side. So the Part 135 maintenance department, our director of maintenance is Mark Breton, and he manages all those mechanics, or we call them maintainers now, but manages all those maintainers all over the country. And then we have the third leg of that stool is the safety department. So Brady Carpenter is our director of safety. Each of those individuals have regional managers that oversee their regions. And then at each program, we'll have an aviation site manager. If it's a large enough program, if it's two bases or less, then we have lead pilots, lead mechanics at each of those programs. So it's a tiered system. The communication works really well. But our biggest challenge is we are a family-owned business. It's all about the family. It's the partnerships that we have with our customers and the things that we do to try to help our customers succeed. And as we get bigger and bigger, how do we maintain that family feel? And I think we've done a pretty good job so far. One of the things that we've implemented is what we call Metro University.
Okay.
So we've got a lot of really good pilots, a lot of really good mechanics, a lot of really good safety people. But how do we train them or equip them to be leaders? And so we teamed up with a company called WildSpark.
Okay.
And so WildSpark provides the curriculum.
Okay.
And then we encourage, we don't impose or make it mandatory for anybody to participate, but anybody in Metro Aviation that's been with us at least a year can sign up and participate in Metro University. So WildSpark is the platform. Metro University is what we call it. And it's monthly learning modules. So you're put on a team with five or six other people, and each month your team goes through that learning module that teaches you how to have difficult conversations, or how to build the next generation of leader, or how to effectively communicate with people, or how to take care of yourself and you know, make sure that you're regenerating and taking care of yourself emotionally and mentally.
Well, you know, I love that, because I know, you know, as a military pilot, but also, you know, the environment you guys work in,
right?
It's life and death situations, like literally.
Super challenging.
Very challenging. You know, last minute, you know, there's a lot of stress, but that esprit de corps, that camaraderie, the friendship, it's the people that holds, that allows that to be successful 100%. And grow. That's you guys have been very intentional about that.
Well, and we love everybody that works for us. We try to invest in them. We try to educate them. As a chief operating officer, you know, our focus on our employees is to make sure that we're paying them enough. We provide full medical benefits for our customer, or for our employee and dependents, with no payroll deduction. So the health care that we provide is at no cost to our employees. Now, if their spouse has health care coverage available to them through their employer,
they can do
then
that.
That's primary, and then we kick in as a secondary. So we want them to be financially stable. We want them to be healthy. And so I tell our guys all the time, if you come to us 30 years old or younger, you should be able to retire at least a millionaire and be perfectly healthy if you take advantage of all of our healthcare benefits. So that's our goal for our employees, is they get to that retirement point. They got at least $1 million in the
retirement. I'm going to sign up for be a pilot for you guys, John, as soon as we're done here, although I don't know how to fly a helicopter yet, but you know, I am willing to learn.
We have fixed wing. We have fixed wing as well.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Hey, and a question for you, too, in our last couple minutes that we have, too. And we're here at Verticon, and I know you guys have been, you're forward-thinking with innovation, and there's a lot of new platforms coming on. You know, powered lift, you know, vertical takeoff, longer range, you know, 600-700 miles, and then, you know, there's companies like, you know, from Joby and Beta and even unmanned like El Royer. There's a lot of platforms out there. How are you guys thinking about what some of the developments that are happening in the world today are going to?
That's a great question.
Change or even affect or enhance your mission?
Yeah. So there's three primary areas that we're focused on, or platforms that we're focused on for the future. So the first is the Airbus H140 that was just unveiled yesterday morning. So we signed on to be one of the launch customers for that aircraft. So we're committed to the first 12, and then we have an option for 24 more, which is a big commitment.
And that's a bigger twin engine helicopter.
It's a bigger twin engine. It's the evolution of the EC-135.
Yep.
They haven't said that it's replacing the 135. It fits that gap between the 135 and the H-145. So we're committed to that aircraft. We're already working to design an air medical interior. So when that first aircraft gets to the United States, we get that air medical interior certified and can start pushing those aircraft out. So that's a really exciting development for our company. The second thing is we've partnered with Leonardo Helicopters on the AW09. So
okay.
We've committed to buy the first 30 AW09s that come to North America, and we're a distributor for Leonardo for the AW09. We actually have a fuselage, a factory manufactured fuselage, not serialized, in our facility now that we're using to mock up the air medical interior
okay.
and get ready to certify the air medical interior for the AW09. And then the third platform is Beta. So we've partnered with Beta to develop an air medical interior for their aircraft. They sent us what they call a buck. So it's a prototype fuselage. We just got it last week. And so we're developing an air medical interior for that. We've ordered one aircraft, the VTOL version. So they have a CTOL, which is conventional.
Right. Yep.
And then the VTOL, which is vertical. So we've ordered a vertical aircraft and hope to get that in the next few years and
right.
start testing it and figure out what's going on, because they're doing some really, really innovative stuff.
Kenny, thank you so much for being here. That was fascinating, and I can't wait for our next conversation. Thank you so much, man. Keep knocking them alive, literally.